Jesus encourages his followers to look forward to the day when he returns in power and glory to end all suffering. The Holy Gospel for this first Sunday of Advent is recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake. You do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Most of us are pretty familiar with the term now called multitasking. That term has been around for a long time. It's a common part of our vocabulary. Now, multitasking is something that I myself have always struggled with. For me, it's just enough for me to focus on one thing at a time. That's enough for me. Even growing up, I was criticized with how I ate my Thanksgiving dinner. I didn't get any breaks. I started with my sweet potatoes, and using a rotating pattern, I went from there to the cranberries. I went from there to the turkey. Went from there to the mashed potatoes and gravy, and ended up at the stuffing, my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal. But I had to have everything in order, one thing at a time. I could not multitask. Still really can't. But I'm reminded of people who multitask every day. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at the stoplight by the Bank of North Dakota, heading west, going home after work. In the right lane next to me was a gal texting, eating what appeared to be a burrito from Taco Bell, and driving all at the same time. Easy to do. She's a multitasker. But she was also distracted from what she should have been doing, which was driving. Now, I can only pick on gals here. I've seen plenty of guys doing the same thing. It's how people function in this modern, full-speed-ahead world. So, now, if I could get a slide put up on the projection system, I'd like to show you a bumper sticker. This is called Be Alert. The world needs more alerts. Now, I don't know what the word lurt means. Maybe it's someone driving while texting and eating a burrito from Taco Bell. If that's the case, I don't know if the world really needs any more lurts. On one level, that bumper sticker really is pretty funny. But to me, it's also kind of sad. Like being alert isn't important anymore. It's a word that lives in the past. Now, many of you know I'm kind of a car guy, and I really enjoy driving. Now, cars used to be all about driving, being focused, being in tune with your car. When I got my first car, I changed my own oil and filter. I changed the spark plugs myself, fan belts, air cleaner filter. I did my own tune-ups. And I usually knew what part of my car might need attention soon. I was focused on it. I was in tune with it. When I open the hood of my car now, I can't see any of those components. Everything is covered up by a big plastic cover. Everything is out of sight and out of mind. And so that's my theme for today on this first Sunday of Advent. Out of sight and out of mind. Now, automobile manufacturers, getting back to cars for a moment, have responded to the fact that distracted driving is contributing to so many accidents today. As DUIs have fallen and the injuries they have caused, distracted driving has more than made up for that. So manufacturers today have responded to make vehicles alert so you don't have to be. Take my car, for example. I have forward collision alert. If I'm approaching the car or truck in front of me at too great of speed and making no attempt to slow down, a red collision icon is projected on the windshield, and the car automatically brakes. I also have pedestrian detection alert. If a pedestrian is at a crosswalk or starting to cross the street, a pedestrian icon is projected on the dash, along with a warning. My car has side blind zone alert. If someone on the right side of my car or on the left side of my car is in my blind spot, a little yellow icon illuminates on the outside mirror, telling me they're there. I also have rear cross-traffic alert. So if I'm backing up and someone is coming from one direction or the other, I get a reminder that that's happening. All of these sensor systems are connected through what's called the safety alert seat. So when any of these problems occur, if it's on my left side, the left side of the driver's seat bottom vibrates. And if it's on the right side of the seat vibrates. So I'm good to go. I think after church today, maybe I'll do some texting and stop and get a burrito and just cruise on home, because I'll be fine. I don't need to be alert. Something else is doing that for me. I bring that up today because I wonder if, as a society, we're kind of getting close to living on cruise control. We have technology now that really takes care of all the stuff we need to be aware of And so just sit back and enjoy. But we really haven't been enjoying life much lately, have we? Lottie, you know, my daughter is a medical student. And of course, they study 24/7. And so she reminded me of an article, which, let's say, I was not aware of. Maybe you weren't either. It's a research paper published in the journal Clinical Microbiology Reviews in October of 2007, 13 years ago. Quote, "The presence of a large reservoir of SARS-CoV-like viruses in horseshoe bats, together with the culture of eating exotic mammals in Southeast Asia, is a ticking time bomb." There it was. A group of people telling us to wake up, pay attention, this could happen. But funding for those research things were cut, was not seen as important, not seen as something that needs to be on the collective radar. Albert Osterhaus, who is a Dutch virologist and infectious control specialist, said, "It's certainly true of the pandemic we're in today, suggesting that outcomes could have been different had people been aware and had different agendas on their radar." Quote Dr. Osterhaus, "It would have been appropriate to take warnings from coronavirus researchers more seriously," he said. "We could have been better prepared." So life goes. Sometimes we wake up too late. We become aware too late. That's why we need Advent. Advent, the first season in the church year that strips everything away, then brings us back to a place of barrenness, filled with texts with hard-edged words, filled with words that get our attention. And today, on this first Sunday of Advent, we are called, and what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. And so this morning I ask, what's on your radar? What's in your field of view? We will get through this. Life will get better. But maybe through all this pain and suffering, we will start to look at life differently. We will start to appreciate things that we have taken for granted. And in so doing, maybe we will find we have been blessed. And so today, for you and me, let's be awake and aware. Look for signs where God is near. Is in our text today. You know that he is near. Look for glimpses of light in these dark days. Hold on to them and cherish them and be thankful for them. And then join me in becoming more aware and in tune with the world, that we find new ways to live and love as God's people in this place. Thanks be to God. Amen.